This week, Dayton Youth Radio begins a new season of stories from Miami Valley teenagers. Today we'll meet Dalton Moore, a senior at Centerville High School, who's struggling to find an answer about his past.
When I was around 4 years old, my life was a happy life. It was me, my mom, and Tommy. Well, my dad. I enjoyed living the life with my sisters. My family and I did everything together. We were always at the park, riding our bikes all over Dayton. It was like we ran our neighborhood, even though we were all very young. We were all spoiled little brats. We got everything we asked for and more. I remember our favorite candy was Now and Laters. After school, we'd walk to the store called Every Day on the corner. And now I realize that's actually pretty ironic because we went to that store every day. My mom divorced Tommy when I was around 4 or 5 years old, and when Tommy moved out, my life changed dramatically. It was like there was no more happy family. What people don't know, and well, what I didn't know, was that the man my mom was married to wasn't my actual dad. I became even more confused when my mom introduced me to my biological dad. My biological dad's name is Anthony Moore. My first clear memory of him would probably be a big man wearing a white thermal shirt, blue jeans, black leather steel-toed boots. I remember him driving a brown pickup truck. My dad said my mom never told him that I was born. He has told me this multiple times throughout my life. My mom said my dad just denied the fact that I was his or that she was even pregnant in general. I saw my dad every Tuesday and Thursday. When I was 9, he was given full custody of me, and I've lived with him ever since. Living with my dad is different than being with my mom. The hardest part is when it came to school. I grew up in Dayton, and part of the custody arrangement meant I had to switch to Centerville schools. It was different. Everyone in class seemed to know what they were doing. They were doing multiplication and division. I was still learning addition and subtraction. I felt lost. I don't really know why he got custody, because he would never really tell me. He would always say, "I'll tell you when you're older." I'm 17 now, Dad. I think I'm old enough. Yeah. I see my mom every Wednesday and every other weekend, but I miss my family. My mom has since remarried and had another child. Brandon was born after I started living with my dad. I feel as if I'm just a visitor in his life. I think about what it could have been like growing up together as one family in the same household. My story is about what it was like for me growing up not knowing who my dad actually was, and then when I find out who he is, being taken away from my mom and my family. Why was I separated from the only family I had, knew that I had at the time, to a person I never met, never knew, didn't know anyone in his family, knew nothing about him. I didn't know why. I still don't know why I had to be separated. Mom and Dad, please just tell me why. So, yeah, for Dayton Youth Radio at Centerville High School, this is the one and only Dalton Moore.
That's a story entitled Paradise Lost, written and produced by Dalton Moore, a senior at Centerville High School. Special thanks to Dalton's teacher, Trisha Raybach. To hear more stories from this series, visit WYSO.org. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Project Manager Basim Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.